You can bring up whatever you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of the program. Last hour, and coming up, the story from Japan about young people just calling it quits on having sex, which is kind of a shocker. Before we get to that, I didn't actually get to read the statement from Adam Kokesh. Adam Kokesh, liberty activist from the D.C., living in the D.C. area, who has been arrested or was arrested this summer during a SWAT raid where over 20 armored SWAT team members came into his Herndon home in Virginia and apparently threw a flashbang grenade at multiple vehicles. They went in and they arrested Adam Kokesh. Charged him with a couple of different things. There's possession of a Schedule 1 or Schedule 2 drug while in possession of a firearm, which could land him in prison for something like 12 years.
And just so people know, this is like a very residential neighborhood.
You live there.
Yes, I was there for a couple months. There was, like, it was like one of those places where I can't say they're... I would call them like mini mansions. They're not mansions, but they're like two-story houses. They generally have backyards.
Columns in the front
Most
yard.
People have pets, and the houses are like, you know, I don't know, 15 feet apart. One of those kind of neighborhoods. You know your neighbors. You see them every day. And Adam was like friends with a lot of the neighbors. We went over to have dinner at their house one night. So this isn't like some kind of sketchy, like, factory place where they were living or something where people, you know, it's not like that. It's this has to have been a huge spectacle for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, it looked like a nice home. I mean, I'd seen pictures of it. So they arrested him for engaging in a protest where he stood out in Washington, D.C. and racked a shotgun and made a statement about the final American Revolution, see you next year or see you next summer. And there was this kind of, I guess, this aura of threat that kind of surrounded this particular thing. But even if he hadn't threatened, they still would have been pissed about him going to D.C. with a shotgun.
A lot of people would think is threatening by itself to load a shotgun.
And but even if he hadn't loaded it, even if he just hefted it, he still would have probably gotten raided.
I don't like any kind of activism that I can't tell uninvolved third parties who don't even know about this issue, and they say, wow, that guy should have been arrested, which is the reaction I got when I would tell my friends about this. I like activism where you tell people about it who don't have necessarily any bias before hearing about it. I like it when they say, wow, I can't believe that that person got arrested or was treated poorly at all. I thought you could do that.
Well, you certainly can't have a gun in Washington, D.C. unless you're a government agent for the most part. I don't know how else you would do it. There may be some sort of ridiculous permitting process, but he's facing federal charges, I think. And I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. I should know by now what the charges are. I know there's like one or two in Virginia and maybe one in federal court.
And he got arraigned. Isn't that the news?
Well, yes, he was arraigned, but I said he was arraigned in federal court, but it's not made crystal clear here which courtroom he was in. I believe this is the federal trial. In fact, there is a D.C. news story, myfoxdc.com. It says that he will appear before a judge, but again, they're not saying whether it's a Virginia judge or whether it's a federal judge. Either way, it doesn't really matter. What matters is what Kokesh said. While he pled not guilty, when asked how he would plead, Kokesh said to the judge, quote, due to the oath I swore to the Constitution when I enlisted in the United States Marine Corps by virtue of the universal right to self-defense, in accordance with the Supreme Court case D.C. versus Heller, which affirmed that the statutes under which I'm being charged are unconstitutional and thus null and void, and on behalf of all freedom-loving Americans, I plead not guilty. He argued that he never intended to hurt anyone, but was merely making a political statement. And that story coming from Examiner.com.
Which I think is true.
Sure.
Just knowing Kokesh, the bit that I know him, I don't believe that he intended to hurt anyone. And I do think it was meant to make a political statement. I just think that it shouldn't require me knowing the guy to be able to say that when you're doing activism. I only know that because I've met Adam, but other people who don't know him don't know he wasn't planning to hurt someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kokesh is not a terrorist, but acts of terrorism are considered to be political statements, so I'm not sure how much of a defense that is.
It's just going to be interesting because I know that on one of his cases, and I think it may be the federal gun charge, I believe Adam is intending to defend himself. So he is planning on being his own attorney in the case, which will be interesting. And apparently there's also going to be a fairly large jury nullification outreach. I know that Jim Babb from the Philadelphia region has come down there, and they've been buying advertising for jury nullification in Washington, D.C., in like train stations.
Yeah, their metro
things like
stations.
That. They're planning on going and, of course, doing handing out information close to the trial. And on the trial date, there's expected to be a fairly big kind of jury nullification push. So it'll be interesting to see how this ends up panning out. I've got to hand it to Kokesh for having courage. I just don't think that he should have applied it in this particular area in the way that he did. He can certainly be pointed to as being possibly agitating for violence, of course, which I don't support at all. And secondly, the whole thing seemed kind of pointless to me. If guns are your issue, then why would you want to try to achieve more gun freedom in Washington, D.C.? What's the point of that? Why don't you just leave and go to Austin, go to New Hampshire? Either one of those two places, you'll have instantaneously more gun freedom than in Washington, D.C., and you'll instantaneously be around large communities of liberty-minded people.
There might
That's
be
all it takes.
Too much to consider here, but would Adam, I mean, mushrooms, if those were really in his house, if those were found in Texas or New Hampshire, they're illegal both places. But what about the guns? Like, the guns that he was charged with having in D.C., would those be okay in New Hampshire?
If you get caught with guns and drugs in most places, there's an upgraded charge, as I understand it. I don't want to say for sure in every state if that's the case, but I believe that is the case. But, yeah, in New Hampshire, it's certainly legal to have a shotgun. Whether it's legal to menace somebody with the shotgun, because if you, for instance, are walking down the street and you have a shotgun strapped to your back in New Hampshire, I believe that to be fully legal, because in New Hampshire, open carry is legal, and you can open carry a long gun, as I understand it. But if you were to heft the shotgun into your hands and hold it as though you were, you know, and then rack the shotgun, that could definitely be seen as a threatening action by people in the public.
Okay.
So that might be considered like a menacing charge. But again, I don't know what all the rules are and laws or statutes in New Hampshire. But there's definitely a level of escalation between having a gun strapped to you and then toting the gun.
Yeah. And by the way, so that's legal in New Hampshire. I don't ever see people walking around in Keene
with rifles.
With rifles on their, or with shotguns on their back. I just
no,
don't see
I've
that.
Never seen that one except for during Adam Kokesh's event in Concord.
On well, their hip, maybe.
Or Porkfest. Right?
That's true. There's the guy with a couple assault. People with.
Yeah, the
rifles.
Assault rifle and the sword at the same time.
Yeah, they might have a pistol on their hip or something discreet, but I never heard. I don't see a lot of people wanting to scream out, like, look at my huge gun, like everyone imagines is going to happen if you don't have gun laws.
Okay, well, some people did that at Starbucks, if you remember Starbucks, I guess.
In New Hampshire?
I don't know about New Hampshire.
Okay.
I'm not sure where this took place, but I guess Starbucks said that people with guns could exist, and so some people with guns showed up, including people with assault weapons,
with rifles,
getting their photos taken by the counter, and then Starbucks had to revise their policy, say people with guns aren't welcome.
Yeah, isn't that awful? I
can't blame them. I mean, these tools
no,
were
I mean,
going
it's
there
awful.
With the guns.
It's awful that they had to revise their policy because of activists coming and being like, look, Starbucks allows it, so let's take advantage of this policy so that it really points out to all the Starbucks and customers that look where they stand on this political issue.
I wouldn't even call that activism, Allie. What I would call that would just be rubbing somebody's nose in something.
Yeah.
Macho flash?
That's totally a macho flash. Good term for it. And in this case, not even a libertarian macho flash. It's just I'm a gun owner. Look at my guns. Macho
flash. Coffee.
Right, look, there's activism. The purpose of activism is to change something. In the case of the Starbucks gun situation, they weren't changing anything. The policy was already, at the time
right.
they were doing this, the policy was, you can be here with guns.
It might have been more of a celebration, the reveling
in
that.
It was an in-your-face,
mm-hmm.
is what it was.
Sure.
850, and so they came back and they got it shoved in their face.
You give them an inch and they take a mile. You can't do that with businesses, I think. You should be respectful.
Yeah.
Yes.
855, 450, free. I didn't hear about that happening in New Hampshire, and it wouldn't surprise me if it didn't happen here, because New Hampshire, you can have guns anywhere you want for the most part. It's not like it's a big deal. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med 5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com, that's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All of the features we share with you, they're free. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever your preference. You can go and get signed up for whichever one you like over at news.freetalklive.com. And, of course, there's plenty of Free Talk Live archives for you to enjoy at freetalklive.com. But maybe you want to change it up a little bit. You want to try something different. try the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to SchoolSucksProject.com. You can register for your account there. It's free, of course. Participate in their forums, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of archives for free. SchoolSucksProject.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So there's a strange story coming out of Japan all about people not having sex. Young people not having sex.
This is the strangest story I've ever heard.
The Guardian is reporting, TheGuardian.com, Ai Oyama is a sex and relationship counselor who works out of her narrow three-story home on a Tokyo back street. Her first name means love in Japanese and is a keepsake from her earlier days as a professional dominatrix. Back then, about 15 years ago, she was Queen Ai, or Queen Love, and she did all the usual things like tying people up and dripping hot wax on their nipples.
Ugh.
Her work today, she says, is far more challenging. Oyama, who's 52, is trying to cure what Japan's media is calling Sekusu Shinai Shokogan, or celibacy syndrome.
Well, so being a dominatrix, that doesn't really involve sex, does it?
No, it's not technically. It's not supposed to, at least. So how legally.
How is this person qualified to get people to have sex?
I think of them as being linked because of, fetish things, and sexual fetishes just go right in there with it.
Well, I'm questioning her qualifications.
Right. Well, somebody's trying to do something here, Jason Talley, and apparently this is a national problem.
Her name is Love. I trust her.
Call in the dominatrix.
Japan's under 40s, so people under the age of 40 appear to be losing interest in conventional relationships. Millions aren't even dating, and increasing numbers can't be bothered with sex. For their government, celibacy syndrome is part of a looming national catastrophe. Japan already has one of the world's lowest birth rates. Its population of 126 million, which has been shrinking for the past decade, is projected to plunge a further one-third by 2060.
And I'm guessing it doesn't have to do with abstinence-only programs at schools?
I don't think so. I sure hope not.
Because that's what they would love to see in the United States, some of these parents, I'm sure.
Ayama believes the country is experiencing a flight from human intimacy, and it's partly the government's fault. The sign outside of her building says clinic. She greets me in yoga pants and fluffy animal slippers, cradling a Pekingese dog whom she introduces as Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah, she's desperate.
In her business pamphlet, she offers up the gloriously random confidence that she visited North Korea in the 1990s and squeezed the testicles of a top army general. It doesn't say whether she was invited there specifically for that purpose, but the message to her clients is clear. She doesn't judge. Inside, she takes me upstairs to her relaxation room, a bedroom with no furniture except a double futon. She says it'll be quiet here. Her first task with most of her clients is encouraging them to stop apologizing for their own physical existence. The number of single people has reached a record high. A survey in 2011 found that 61% of unmarried men and 49% of women aged 18 to 34. Now, this is, you know, a very high time, at least in our culture, for people to be in relationships.
This is when you're, for men, maybe this is outdated information, but the number I still have going on in my head is that men are at their sexual peak at 18. This is what I was told. Could be wrong. And that women, it's at 30. So,
or they're in their 30s. Yep, that's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard. So you got people, their sexual peak, not having sex. What's the deal? Right. They're wasting it.
Not only are they not having sex, Allie, but this statistics here, 61% of unmarried men and 49% of women between 18 and 34 are not in any kind of romantic relationship. So it's not just that they're not having sex. They're not even trying to have the steps that it takes to get to have sex. They're not even having a relationship. They're not dating. They're just, I mean, it's not even asexuality. It's right. Just totally cutting oneself off from contact
right.
With the opposite sex.
There are asexual people who still like all the other parts of being in a relationship.
Like intimacy?
Yeah. They still like intimacy. They're just not necessarily driven to have sex the way other people are. So that's kind of weird. So it's just like, it seems like an intimacy problem.
Does this article explain what happened to their biological imperative?
Maybe it does. A rise of almost, by the way, this is up, by the way, 10% from 5 years earlier. This is a fairly long article, Jason. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get through the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious about the reasons for this.
Well, we'll explore that here in a moment, but it's shocking. So it's up almost 10% from 5 years earlier. Another study found that a third of people under 30 had never dated at all. Although there has been long been a pragmatic separation of love and sex in Japan, a country mostly free of religious morals, sex fares no better. A survey earlier this year by the Japan Family Planning Association found that 45% of women aged 16 to 24 were not interested in or despised sexual contact. More than a quarter of men felt the same way. Many people who seek her out, says Oyama, are deeply confused. She says some want a partner, some prefer being single, but few relate to normal love and marriage. However, the pressure to conform to Japan's anachronistic family model of salaryman, husband, and stay-at-home wife remains. People don't know where to turn, she says. They're coming to me because they think that by wanting something different, that there's something wrong with them.
Could this be a result of radiation? I'm just trying to get my mind around what's going on here. It's very strange to me. I didn't think this would exist, like a whole country. I mean, it's not that big of a country or anything.
Maybe it's pushback from this sort of standard model of things. As she's pointing out here, people don't know where to turn. They think that by wanting something different, that there's something wrong with them. Maybe they feel like they're being shoved into this mold of you have to have things like this, where you're the breadwinner if you're the male, and you're the, you know, the stay-at-home mom if you're the female, and not, that's not right for everybody.
And sex would lead to relationships, and relationships might lead to
children.
That old model.
Old official alarmism doesn't help. Fewer babies were born in 2012 than any year on record. Kunio Kutamura, the head of the JPFA, claims the demographic crisis is so serious that Japan might eventually perish into extinction. Japan's under-40s won't go forth and multiply out of duty, as post-war generations did. The country is undergoing major social transition after 20 years of economic stagnation. It's also battling against the effects of its already nuclear destruction-scarred psyche of 2011's earthquake, tsunami, and radioactive meltdown. There's no going back. Both men and women say to me they don't see the point of love. They don't believe that it can lead anywhere, says Ayama. Relationships have become too hard. Marriage has become a minefield of unattractive choices. Japanese men have become less career-driven and less solvent as lifetime job security has waned. Japanese women have become more independent and ambitious. Yet conservative attitudes in the home and workplace persist. Japan's punishing corporate world makes it almost impossible for women to combine a career and a family, while children are unaffordable unless both parents work. Cohabitating or unmarried parenthood is still unusual, dogged by bureaucratic disapproval. So it sounds to me like there is this kind of one-size-fits-all traditional solution to what people should be there, and people aren't like that. They're different, and they want different things, and as a result of not being the official solution, they feel like they can't do anything. At least that's my interpretation so far.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself, but the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about the weird story out of Japan about young people there under 40, and even really young people, teenagers and people in their 20s, just not really seeming interested in sexuality or intimacy, relationships. We'll continue that here in moments. You can also join in on the phones at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. At Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
Hey, if you've been thinking about getting bitcoins, I've got the answer for you, because it can be kind of a hassle until now. Cashintocoins.com makes it easy. All you need to do is have one of these banks in your area, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union that has shared branching. You have to make sure the credit union has what's called shared branching. If you've got one of those banks in your area, you can go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority. You deposit money in the account specified, and within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you'll get your bitcoins. And their rates are shockingly low as well. They've got 1% Wednesdays, where it's only a 1% fee on all orders over $40. If you do it on Friday, they've got fee-free Fridays. Their first $10,000 in orders, no fees there. And it's just amazing that you can get bitcoins that affordably. In fact, if you order under $40 worth of bitcoins, there's no fee any day of the week on that. So we were talking earlier about, hey, you know, if you're not sure about this whole Bitcoin thing, you don't have to buy a whole bunch of them. You don't have to buy one Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. $40, that's like a quarter of a Bitcoin right now. So if you got $35 worth of Bitcoins from cashintocoins.com, you pay zero fee on that. I mean, to transfer money for zero fee, that's an unbelievable deal, and it's real. You go to cashintocoins.com. It's amazing. Everybody that's used it so far has had rave reviews. cashintocoins.com.
So we've been talking about Japan and just disturbing news out of TheGuardian.com about people and their relationships. But first, let's go to the phones, and you can bring up whatever you want. Paul is in Arizona. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Yeah, good to talk to you again.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I was noticing about a week ago there was a story out of Nashua where a guy was working at a convenience store, and somebody came in and attempted to rob the place and threatened people. I think it was with a knife. And he pulled out a handgun and just said, "No, I don't think so." And the guy left. Now, he didn't fire the gun, didn't hurt anybody, but his reward was that he got fired.
Yeah, and, he sure did, because it violated company policy for their employees to have a gun like that and use it, display
Yeah,
it.
Well, I think this is where the public should realize that the company has no respect for their safety. And, here in Arizona, the open carry is approaching the level of New Hampshire, where people can walk down the street without. I mean, you try that in California. I lived in California for 30 years. Mm-hmm. It's technically legal to open carry in California, although you can't actually have any bullets in the gun. Okay, but you can open carry in California. Okay,
just not a loaded
but
weapon.
If you do that, you get six steps out of your house, and people will freak out. Next thing you'll have six cops,
drawing down,
pulling you on the street.
Sure.
Whereas here in Arizona, you can open carry and walk around. In fact, I walked into a restaurant supply store here, last year, and a guy was packing meat behind the counter. And I walked up and I said, "Hey, dude, I love it." I know that anything, I'm not worried about being safe in this store because you got my back, right?
So it sounds like you're opposed to the company firing the guy for having a gun.
I think it's totally brain dead. I mean, they have the right to do it. It's their company. They can be stupid if they want to. But I think the public should really understand, hey, the owners and managers of this company who make the policy, are complete, fill in the blank.
I bet you.
I don't want to use those rad words on the radio, but, it's like.
I don't think their policy is any different from any other gas station.
Is that true? You know, a family-owned gas station?
Are there family-owned gas stations?
See
a lot of
in New Hampshire.
The policy, the convenience store I work at, is that if they, I'm not supposed to I'm not supposed to shoot the person if they ask for money. That's not my job.
Sure.
It's not what I was hired for.
Well, this guy didn't shoot the guy either. He
right,
just pulled
a gun. If he'd have fired the gun and harmed somebody, that would have added a whole new level of complexity to the issue. But
that's
the fact
right.
that he, was prepared to defend himself, anyone else in the store, and the store's property, I don't know. I just think that.
Yeah, I don't think he did anything wrong. And I did hear that there was going to be some kind of protest. I heard this from some of the folks in the activist community out in the Manchester area, that they were planning on having some sort of protest. I don't know if that actually ended up panning out, because nobody ever reports on the activism that happens in the Manchester area, so I wouldn't know. But I'm hoping it did. I imagine that it did.
So there was another.
The other aspect of the story was that there wasn't some policy. Senator Paul, that was going to give him, would be willing to come to a ceremony that gave the guy an award? Did I read that right?
I don't know.
Did read that right. He said, if somebody's going to be giving this guy an award, I will present it to him.
Interesting.
And I thought the Free Staters should be all over that one, okay?
Paul. The problem is there's no real website in the Manchester area to really let us know publicly what is going on. I know there's a lot of activism going on there because I've been to their monthly MVP meeting, where they literally have something like 75 to 100 people meeting and talking about all kinds of different activist projects. But unfortunately, despite all of the great activist movers that have moved into that area, there just hasn't been that much as far as coverage of some of the things that that go on. So I imagine that something has happened, and maybe somebody in Manchester can better fill us in on that. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So there's another story that came out, I guess, maybe a week after this incident, and I can't pull it up here, but in New Hampshire, somebody tried to rob a store with a pipe, And so the guy behind the counter had pepper spray and used that on him. And I like the idea of pepper spray or something non-lethal more than, you know, firing bullets at somebody.
Did this guy get fired too?
No, he might have actually owned the store or something.
Okay.
I mean, yes, he did fill his store with pepper spray, and that has to be obnoxious.
It'll be uncomfortable.
Not good for business, but they were able to capture the assailant.
Well, I'm sure the temporary scent of pepper spray is not good for business, but it's probably better for business than a gun-wielding or pipe-wielding madman in the store. So let's go to the phones, continue here with your thoughts and calls. Herbert is in Memphis. Herbert, you're listening online. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, you all sound good. Like I said, you guys done a great job up there, okay?
Thanks. What's on your mind? What do you want to share with us?
Well, the community radio, I listen. You know, I'm one of your affiliate, Memphis Talk Radio, and I'm thinking about getting a community radio station here in Memphis, and I listen to your whole video, so I don't really want to be bothered with the FCC guys, but we need to, right now I'm streaming you on my internet radio station. You guys sound great. The community radio station I'm trying to get up, and it's hopefully the best for me.
I'd like to make a suggestion, if I can, to anybody that's interested in starting their own local community or micro radio station, pirate radio station, whatever you want to call it. There's a almost a step-by-step instruction page over at lrn.fm. If you go to station.lrn.fm, there's specific equipment recommendations, suggestions as to how to do this. It's a fairly easy process, and it doesn't really cost a whole lot of money. You just have to be willing to go toe-to-toe with the FCC if they come around.
Okay. Another thing about that Japanese thing that's going on, that is really, to me, totally ridiculous because people are constantly dying, so I agree with that young lady. I forgot her name.
It's Allie.
And it's crazy. I mean, they're going to be like a dodo bird. It's crazy that you think
about it. Well, you're right about that, Herbert. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And also, it's just wrong from it's disturbing from a perspective of these people aren't having intimacy with one another, regardless of whether or not they're having kids. They're not even having relationships. There's not even snuggling happening. It's disturbing.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S. USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live moments remain here in this edition of the show, but if you don't get in tonight with your thoughts, you are welcome to call any night of the week, because we do this 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you don't get it on your local talk radio station, then call them and ask real nicely to add some Free Talk Live, or maybe they already have a few nights a week at the show. Well, you can ask them for all 7 if you'd like. It doesn't hurt to ask, and saying something nice about a station's programming is going to make you stand out, because normally the calls they get are people complaining about things. So feel free to reach out to your local talk station, talk to the program director, and say nice things about us. Or say you hate us. That's fine, too, because at least then they'll know you were listening and paying attention. So, tonight, with you tonight, it's Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, one of the things you can do is shop with us. You get your shopping done over at Amazon through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. So right before the show, I actually ordered some mic muffs, the windscreens you put on a microphone, because we're doing Keenvention here actually in a week. So 1 week from tonight will be the first night of Keenvention, the very first Liberty Convention hosted here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I want to make sure I've got enough mic muffs for the panel discussions. We're going to have 4 panelists maximum per panel, and there's going to be a microphone for the audience and everything. So I'm just kind of getting the technical side of things taken care of. So I needed some stuff. I went to Amazon, and I got it cheap. So you can do that, too. You can go and get all your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter through the store links on that site, Amazon, Newegg, there's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon, and then, of course, US or UK Amazon. You enter Amazon through those links, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple. Makes a big difference for us, so thank you in advance for doing that. Now, we were talking about a disturbing story out of Japan. TheGuardian.com has the story basically saying that people under the age of 40, even as young as teenagers in Japan, are just... they're drifting away from the idea of relationships, from the idea of intimacy, from sexuality, and it's just a disturbing story. So let's dig in a little bit further here. Ayama, this is a kind of a sex worker lady. She's a former dominatrix. Now she's trying to save the country's sexuality. Especially in Japan's giant cities, she says the sexes are spiraling away from each other, lacking long-term shared goals. Many are turning to what she terms pot noodle love. easy or instant gratification in the form of casual sex, short-term trysts, and the usual technological suspects, online porn, virtual reality girlfriends, and anime cartoons.
So people aren't making their lives all about this partner who is their one and only, the way people in the United States tend to at least want to think they're living their lives. Oh, it's all for my significant other.
And the way they had done in Japan as well. Like,
sure.
This is a big cultural shift there, too.
I've only lived in the United States, but so I'm just trying to imagine like how it might be different. It sounds like she's saying that sex is more on the side. It's like a side item of their life.
If they're having it at all. And according to this, they're opting out altogether and replacing love and sex with other urban pastimes. Some of Oyama's clients are among the small minority who've taken social withdrawal to a pathological extreme. They are recovering hikikomori, shut-ins or recluses, taking the first steps to rejoining the outside world, otaku or geeks, and long-term parasito shingurus, parasite singles, who have reached their mid-30s without managing to move out of home. Of the estimated 13 million unmarried people in Japan who currently live with their parents, around 3 million are over the age of 35. A few people can't relate to the opposite sex physically or in any other way. They flinch if I touch them, she says. Most are men, but I'm starting to see more women.
It sounds like if someone flinches when you go to touch them, because you don't realize how much you touch each other in life, like high fives and handshakes and all that. That's very common. We touch mm-hmm. each other all the time. Don't think anything of it. But if someone, like, flinches away from you, that's like what a dog does that's been beat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of. I'm like, who's hurt you?
Yeah, well, you have to ask, why are people responding in this way? She cites one example of a man in his early 30s, a virgin, who can't get sexually aroused unless he watches female robots on a game similar to Power Rangers.
That's what I'm talking about.
She says, I use therapies such as yoga and hypnosis to relax him and help him to understand the way that real human bodies work. Sometimes for an extra fee, she gets naked with her male clients. Strictly no intercourse, she says, to physically guide them around the female form. Keen to see her nation thrive, she likens her role in these cases to that of the Edo period courtesans or Oiran, who used to initiate samurai sons into the art of erotic pleasure. Aversion to marriage and intimacy in modern life is not unique to Japan, nor is growing preoccupation with digital technology. But what endless Japanese committees have failed to grasp when they stew over the country's procreation-shy youth is that thanks to official short-sightedness, the decision to stay single often makes perfect sense. This is true for both sexes, but especially true for women. Marriage is a woman's grave, goes an old Japanese saying that refers to wives being ignored in favor of mistresses. For Japanese women today, marriage is the grave of their hard-won careers. I meet Iri Tomita, age 32, over Saturday morning coffee in the smart Tokyo district of Ibsu. Tomita has a job she loves in the human resources department of a French-owned bank. A fluent French speaker with 2 university degrees, she avoids romantic attachments so that she can focus on work. She said, a boyfriend proposed to me 3 years ago. I turned him down when I realized I cared more about my job. After that, I lost interest in dating. It became awkward when the question of the future came up. Tanita says a woman's chances of promotion in Japan stop dead as soon as she marries.
Wow.
The bosses assume you'll get pregnant. And once a woman does have a child, and that, you know, that's a reasonable assumption. Once a woman does have a child, she adds, the long, inflexible hours become unmanageable. You have to resign. You end up being a housewife with no independent income. It's not an option for women like me. Around 70% of Japanese women leave their jobs after their first child. The World Economic Forum consistently ranks Japan as one of the world's worst nations for gender equality at work. Social attitudes don't help. Married working women are sometimes demonized as a onyomi, or devil wife.
Wow.
In a telling Japanese ballet production of Bizet's Carmen a few years ago, Carmen was portrayed as a career woman who stole company secrets to get ahead and then framed her lowly security guard lover, Jose. Her end was not pretty. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe recently trumpeted long overdue plans to increase female economic participation by improving conditions in daycare, but Tomita says things would have to improve dramatically to compel her to become a working wife and mother. She says, I have a great life. I go out with my girlfriends, career women like me, to French and Italian restaurants. I buy stylish clothes and I go on nice holidays. I love my independence.
God, she sounds evil.
She sounds like she's having a blast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to question people's motivations. I mean, if people don't want to have sex or relationships with the, you know, members of the opposite sex, I mean, that's their choice.
Well, I'll question them. I wonder if this has to do with, like, a false dichotomy. If, you know, if I'm just taking the story and what you've read so far, Ian, it almost sounds like they're saying, so the traditional path is to get married and to have children and for the husband to sort of patriarchal family where the husband does the work and the woman stays home and cares for the children, which is fine. But then for women who don't want that, they are portrayed as sort of being bad. But then the other option is, like, getting married and dying, as some of the elderly women are
saying. Your independence dies.
Yeah, if you're independent, then you're bad. You know, people in society may think that you have bad intentions, that you're not going along with what's traditional. But if you go along with what's traditional, then you don't get to live your life.
It's a real problem. I mean,
I would feel mixed up.
Yeah, I mean, there's a serious cultural issue at work here that is not going to be solved in any short period of time. Tamita does say she does have one-night stands sometimes with men that she meets in bars, but she says sex is not a priority either. She says, I'm often asked out by married men in the office who want an affair. They assume I'm desperate because I'm single. She grimaces, then shrugs, and says, Mendokosai, which translates loosely as too troublesome or I can't be bothered. It's the word I hear both sexes use most often when they talk about their relationship phobia. Romantic commitment seems to represent burden and drudgery, from the exorbitant costs of buying property in Japan to the uncertain expectations of a spouse and in-laws. And the centuries-old belief that the purpose of marriage is to produce children endures. Japan's Institute of Population and Social Security reports an astonishing 90% of young women believe that staying single is, quote, preferable to what they imagine marriage to be like. Now, if the institution of marriage dies, I can't say I would feel bad about that. Yeah. I think that this is an old idea. I think that the idea of people being monogamous is also relatively not typical among humans.
Well, a lot of people get married because it makes financial sense. Like, if you're already in a relationship with someone, then you're thinking, why are we paying for things separately? Doesn't it make sense for us to be like a unit? But then when you have kids, it throws off any financial gain you would get from sharing and everything. But it sounds like Japan's doing so bad economically that you're still going to be really bad off even if you do get married.
This fascinating story goes on for several more paragraphs. I have linked to it on our Facebook, Twitter, Google+. Dig in, learn more about it yourself, and post what you think on our Facebook page. Or call tomorrow night and talk about it then. We will talk to you in the meantime online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget Allie's website,
ALPShow.com.
See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.